This audio clip is brought to you by Lickin' On Lending and the sponsors that make this show possible, ArchMI, Black Knight, and Open Mortgage. To listen to the full episode, check out lickinonlending.com.
Anthony Casa and what they've done in AIM and Brawl, they're leaders, right? You know, like, it's hard to go against the grain and to go out and stand up for something you believe in. I really related because I remember when we at UWM were a small company and we had that same situation. We were selling correspondent loans, and all of a sudden, next thing you know, our clients were gone. And so I could relate because I've been in his shoes. And so I really appreciate where they came from. And you know what? In order to get things going like that, you need to have some leadership. And Anthony Casa has done a fantastic job in doing that along with the whole AIM group. I mean, this whole association is really doing fantastic things, and we're proud to support them. And we'll continue to do that. And, you know, we really believe, you know, when the Brawl stuff had come out, and I think it's over, you know, a little bit over a year ago, I mean, we were number one in wholesale. We were number one by maybe two or three times bigger than the number two competitor at that point. And so
right.
It's not like we weren't already where we were at. However, the way we got to where we're at is because we took care of our clients. And it's so silly that this is even a movement, in my opinion, because how could you ever, in any other industry outside of mortgage, like, why would you compete or steal your client's business? Like, why would that even be a thing? Like, if, you know, and
how's that even possible?
Like, that's the way it's been done. And so everyone just said that's what everyone does. And so Casa standing up for it and that movement. And so we're proud to support it, and we'll continue to support it. And we think it's helped our business. But I think more important, it's helped brokers, because other lenders are starting to realize if you don't want to do it the right way, don't play in wholesale. And if brokers keep doing that and standing up for it, the broker channel will grow. And if the broker channel grows, at UWM, we feel really good about our chances to grow as well.
You've just heard an audio clip from Lickin' On Lending, and here are the sponsors that make this show possible.
ArchMI is happy to be a proud sponsor of the program. Today, I'd like to let your listeners know about RateStar from Arch Mortgage Insurance. RateStar makes it easy to choose what type of mortgage insurance coverage your loan needs. Quotes are delivered in seconds and represent our most competitive ArchMI rates based on the strength and quality of the loan application. That's the power of RateStar. Getting a mortgage insurance quote has never been so powerful or so simple.
As housing prices climb, U.S. homeowners are holding more tappable equity than ever before. Effectively capturing the equity market could pose a unique challenge for lenders who may be limited by the capabilities of their current loan origination system or consumer lending platform. Lenders looking to streamline their home equity business processes can benefit from Black Knight's LoanSphere Empower loan origination system. Using this robust and intelligent technology, Empower can originate both first mortgages and home equity loans on the same system. This single configurable solution will help lenders improve margins, support regulatory requirements, and enhance customer satisfaction. To learn more about Empower, visit blackknightinc.com today.
Scott Gordon here with a bit of sales science. Are you an authority figure? Behavioral scientists have discovered that people are much more likely to follow a person who is perceived as an expert. There's an important word you may have missed, perceived. Studies have been conducted to prove it. Physical therapy patients are more likely to exercise if their therapist has their degrees or certificates displayed on their wall. People are likely to pay a stranger for access to a parking spot if the stranger is dressed in a uniform. The therapist's credentials carry an air of expertise, while the parking lot officer is more an authority than an expert. The effect is more powerful when a third person introduces the expert. Even if the third party is directly associated with the expert, it doesn't affect perception. A group of realtors found that having their receptionist list each realtor's accomplishments before transferring customers to the realtor, their business increased drastically, 20% increase in appointments, and 15% increase in signed contracts. So ask yourself, how can I structure my connections and referrals so that I'm introduced as the expert? Instead of giving your cell number to every contact, why not use your receptionist like the realtors? Let him or her introduce your expertise and authority. Or use an answering service. They can talk you up before forwarding your now impressed clients. If this sounds too good to be true, it's not. It's just the science of sales.